Attention.
Attention all employees of all other radio stations.
Caught you listening again. We understand.
But we're not going to hire you.
Yeah, but, wait, huh?
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Part of the valley is Chaos Water Park and the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
Things.
1057 CFW.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through today and into tonight. Another 6 to 10 or more inches of snow is possible. And by this afternoon, the wind's going to pick up with gusts from 30 to 40, and that'll create blowing snow later today, tonight, and well into Saturday. After that, it's going to get dangerously cold. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
CFW.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor. Nothing on me.
Me so high, so high.
1057 CFW.
Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? bless you by some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
CFW.
Time to get out, step out into the
1057 CFW. CFW.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad?
Last night I dreamt of something.
Bonita, and when the sun was playing, the sun would set.
Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW. Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM, and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Kadok Community School District's Board of Education has approved a resolution to put a $25.4 million referendum question on the ballot in April. The funds would be used for various projects, including the construction of a secure entrance and updating the elementary school playground. The funds would also be used to expand the Technical Education Center just 1 year after another referendum to expand it passed, but stakeholders felt that work didn't set the district up for future growth. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature could make it easier for residents to enjoy everything the state parks have to offer. State Senate Bill 415 would make state park stickers valid for a full 12 months after its purchase, so even if residents buy their park stickers later in the year, they'll still receive its full value.